A shadow seemed to fall across Mary's countenance as she heard those prophetic words spoken. What kind of sorrow would come to her from this child? And why would he be spoken against? But she pushed the worry aside as she remembered who this child was and who had sent him. Whatever the future held, it was in God's hands and according to his good plan. But there was still someone else waiting to see the promised one that she carried. As Simeon moved aside, his eyes bright with tears of fulfilled happiness, an elderly woman came up with the same light of recognition in her eyes. 84 years old, Anna was a widow and a prophetess who spent practically all of her time in the temple, praying and fasting and worshiping God. She, too, knew that the Messiah was near, and when she laid eyes on him, her heart knew him at once. Again, looking at each other with shared wonder, Mary and Joseph were touched with a humble awe as Anna thanked God for his unspeakable gift in the form of the infant she now held. With an understandable reluctance, Anna returned the baby to Mary, but stood with Simeon as the Holy Family went into the temple for the presentation of the firstborn ceremony and offering. All of their hopes went with them as thanksgiving reigned in their hearts over the miracle of having seen the Messiah who would redeem the world. Anna, still praising God, at once began spreading the word about what she had seen to others in the temple that she knew were also waiting for the redemption of Israel. Isn't that what happens to each one of us as we discover the Savior for ourselves?